Sport. This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up. Asia White Hits.
Asia White Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. I am your host, Jay John. Thanks for joining me today. Jeanette is not with me today, but I do have my co-host coming to me across the seas to Vietnam, the one, the only, Isaac, formerly of the boy band 365 The Band, and of course a huge solo artist in Vietnam at this very moment. And I mean, over the last, what, 4 or 5, maybe even 6 years, Isaac had some incredible success in the group 365 The Band. The guys have recently picked up like Song of the Year with their track Bong Bong Bang Bang. He just keeps releasing solo hit after solo hit. He's just been in a movie. There is so much to talk about, and that's why Isaac is with me now and for the next 60 minutes. Hello, Isaac. Welcome back to Asian Pop Radio.
Hello, Jay. It's great to see you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good too.
You know, I think I promised everyone that by the time we spoke again, Isaac, that I would have at least learned some Vietnamese basics, and I have failed.
Oh, you have failed? It's easy. I can teach you some.
Well, teach me now. Teach. Instead what would you like
hello,
to teach me?
You can say xin chào.
I know xin chào and I know cảm ơn.
Yes, it's hello and thank you. It's the basic things in Vietnamese.
Yeah. All right. Isaac, it's been quite a journey for us watching you and Jun and Will. Yeah. ST Tronny over the past 6 or 7 years, and I'm just wondering, do you sometimes stop, take a deep breath, and think about all the amazing things that have happened in your career so far?
Yeah, it's been 7 years, and I couldn't believe that I can, you know, continue my singing career until now. Like 7 years, 5 years with a boy, and then 2 years so like a solo artist. I think I'm really lucky.
Well, I mean, you might be lucky, but it comes because you've got skill, right?
Yeah, it's been a great journey, you know. I think I'm kind of like a very special artist in Vietnam because I have a career as a member of a boy band, and then I have a career as a solo singer. I think it's really special.
Well, that's very true, and I think I could only imagine the amount of hard work you've put into it over the years. You must have had some pretty long training schedules over the years, right, Isaac?
Yes, always. Not just like in the very beginning of 6 months, but we still continue training every day, you know, in order to be good enough for what coming up in the future. I'm not just doing like common things like I've been doing, but I'm looking forward to another new things and new challenge.
Well, that's good. And I think that's also very important for an artist to do different things along their journey, isn't it? Because people get sick of the same thing.
Yeah, I love to explore new things. Right now, I get used to singing and acting. And I'm thinking about like, maybe I'll become a producer in the future. That's why I'm learning new things right now.
Well, Isaac, I might ask you about the acting because I'm pretty sure we saw some information a few months ago that indicated that perhaps you were going to be making a little less music and spending more time acting. Is that correct?
Who said that?
I don't know.
Who said that?
At the same time, we kind of sometimes rely on Google Translate, so it might be a little bit wrong.
Nah, actually, I'm into music more than acting. You know, acting is just like something new for me. I love doing that because I have a chance to experience it thanks to my boss, Veronica. She's always want us to, you know, learn more new things. And acting is one of the things that she wants us to do too. So that's the reason why she invited me to be the main character of her first movie, like Tấm Cảm Bị Ẩn Thôi. And I played the prince in that movie. The story is similar to Cinderella in the Western culture. And it's, we have like a Vietnamese version of that story. And I played the prince in that movie, and that's the very first time that I had a chance to explore, to learn new things about acting and action movie and martial arts, everything.
Wow.
So that's the time, I figured out that I love acting too. But to be honest, I'm into more in music.
I guess doing the two help each other, don't they?
Yeah, but actually in the future I'm looking for like new movies too, because once I play in my movie I have like some kind of addition to acting. So maybe even in the future, if I can find like a new stream that makes me feel excited, curious about, and I'm think I'm gonna try it again one more time.
This is Asian Pop Radio, Asia Wide Hits 24/7. It seems like an appropriate time to go to a track now from Isaac's group 365 The Band, with a very successful song, their last release together, Bong Bong Bang Bang, and we're going to be speaking more about it later on in the show, so stick around. It's Jay John with Isaac on Asian Pop Radio.
Xưa ở một nơi đồng quê bát ngát, nhà kia có hai chị em tên được cha đặt là Tâm Cám Từ. Thua ấu thơ Tâm đã mơ về hơi ấm tay mẹ, sẽ có ngày Tâm thân này tìm ra thoát về nơi ấm êm.
Sinh ra trong gia đình cô Tâm cũng thương mình, thương thay cho thân phận đời cô Tâm. Vui chơi hay xa nhà, giống chơi hay la cả, không quan tâm ai trời ơi con cá.
Lừa Tâm lấy hết cá tôm, một mình cám ấp ôm chuyến không về nhà. Tâm ơi chớ lo, sẽ đến với người thật thà.
It's 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. I am your host, Jay John. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you do subscribe to us on podcast. You can search for Asian Pop Radio on iTunes. And yeah, subscribe so you don't miss any of our future podcasts, future interviews, future music reviews, all sorts of stuff. And you can download our app free via the App Store to hear Asia Wide Hits 24/7 and a whole heap of other stuff. The app is available on both the Google Play Store and also on iTunes. We are still with Vietnamese pop star Isaac. While we're on the subject of your acting, do you feel that you would like to spend most of your time acting in Vietnam, or is there perhaps another place around the planet that you would like to work, maybe in Korea, maybe in K-dramas, or maybe even in Hollywood?
Yeah. I'm a greedy guy, you know? So, yeah, actually, everything you just mentioned, I've thought about it, but it's not coming as easy as you think. So yeah, I have to work hard on it. But actually, I had a chance to go to Korea to shoot like a short movie.
Did you work with any local actors in Korea at the time for that short movie?
I had a female actress in Vietnam that came with me to Korea to shoot that short movie. And one good thing about that is that I had a chance to work with 100% Korean crew.
Right.
So that's when I had a chance to experience the professional Korean crew, and they are really amazing, you know. And I kind of like really happy about the income products. The movie is going to come out in May.
Wow, that's very exciting. And I mean, we'll be looking forward to that. That's pretty much not too far away then, is it?
Yeah. The trailer is going to be it's going to be out on YouTube on the 9th of May. And I'm really excited about this movie to coming out to the audiences.
Well, I don't think you really told us what it's about, Isaac. What's it about?
It's actually the movie's name. Star story, and it's gonna be about me. But actually, the script writer, they made it up a little bit. So it's gonna be a story about me going to Korea, and I lost all of my belongings, including my papers too, and my identification. So that's why I had to lean on a Vietnamese girl who's studying in Korea to find all of those belongings, so that I can get back to Vietnam and flying to another country or a commercial shooting. That is the story is going to be about. And while we seeing each other, and she helped me, we had like a little bit of chemistry between us. So that becomes a little bit of a love story in this movie.
Oh, I was thinking that maybe you met in real life, not in the movie.
But actually, they made it up a little bit, yeah, to make it more, you know, adventurous.
Did you get much time to have some relaxation time while you're in Korea? Did you perhaps get to any of the palaces or go shopping?
Nah, actually, I didn't have much time to travel at that moment, because we went to Korea at the end of February, so it's still winter over there. So the working condition is really hard. So in the beginning, we planned to go there in 8 days, and we're gonna shoot the movie in 7 days, so that I do have like one last day to travel around. But the problem is that it's still like really cold at that moment.
Yeah.
So the crew had to work really hard, and this, the schedule is a little bit late. So I had to work until the very last day, and then got back to Vietnam immediately.
It doesn't get that cold in Vietnam, does it?
Yeah. So I think I will go back to Korea for traveling, because I love that country. Yeah.
Well, Isaac, I might ask you on the subject of Korea. Obviously, there's a very successful music industry in Korea. Lots of people love K-pop, especially some, you know, a lot of Vietnamese locals as well. Are there any particular K-pop artists that you would like to collaborate with?
Collaborate? I have never thought about that. Actually, I do love some Korean artists and pop singers, but actually, I haven't thought that I'm gonna have a collaboration with that. It's like it's gonna be a dream come true, you know that. One of my favorite boy band in Korea is Big Bang.
Yes. Well, you have something. Yes. You have something in common with G-Dragon, because you're both coming to Melbourne.
Yeah, but actually, he's way much better than me. He's really talented.
Isaac, do you have a favorite G-Dragon song, perhaps?
I don't really listen to G-Dragon song, but I listen to Big Bang music.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite music from Big Bang is a Blue.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I love that song.
It's a great song, very melodic.
Yeah.
Isaac, I want to talk more about your solo work very, very soon, but I do want to ask the obvious question that was something that we needed an answer for. Obviously, we love 365 as a group. We love you as your solo music as well. But we were very sad in 2016 when we found out that you guys were, I guess, it's a horrible word to use, but disbanding, finishing up.
Yeah.
What happened? Yes. Why was that?
It's not only you. All of our fans are really heartbroken when they learn about the news. But I think it's the right time for us to separate. You know, it's not about because we have conflicts or something that kind of fix between us. It's just I think it's the moment that all of us has come to a time that we have to go different ways in order to grow up. And we all agree with that. So that's the reason why we decided to disband at that moment. Yeah. Because the boy needs to learn more and they want to explore their own things.
Yeah.
So once it comes to the time that you guys feel like you have to do something for yourself, I think that's the moment you have to go the different way. You cannot force the other person to stick with you to the end of the time.
That must have been a very hard decision for you.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing because right now the boy has their all things to do and they're really happy about that.
Yeah, do you get to see each other much?
We're still staying in the same house. It's a good thing, you know. We're not working with the others, but we're still brothers. So we're staying in the same house because I get used to see their faces every day. So
I'm pretty sure last time I spoke to Jun, he was saying that he was the cook of the family. Is that right?
Yes, he's a really good cook.
Has he taught everyone to cook yet?
My favorite cook in the world.
All right, Isaac, stick around. We're going to play another song, and I thought we should play the song that actually introduced us at Asian Pop Radio to 365 back in 2013, I think it was. It is Get On The Floor on Asian Pop Radio. This is Jay John.
Trong tay với ai đứng trước mặt anh em chưa từng vui như thế. Get on the floor, get on the floor. Vung tay cao lên chẳng cần biết đến xung quanh mình là ai.
Mê lên mê ai em trông thấy được điều gì ngoài chờ mong ấy. Anh đi chơi play đi song. Em đang cuốn bay em xa vời hay là em muốn say trong quên đời bên anh ngủ tối. Giờ lạc lối anh sẽ dù đôi bước chân em. Đợi chờ điều gì từ những giấc mơ bao lâu.
Get on the floor.
Jay John with Isaac on Asian Pop Radio. That was 365 with Get On The Floor, one of their very successful songs. And I tell you what, we absolutely love that song so much that I think we contacted Pop Asia on SBS and we said to them, you guys have got to be playing 365 because they're absolutely amazing. And it was such an uplifting experience because we had so many new V-pop followers and we got to learn so much about V-pop. So yeah, we absolutely love that song here at Asian Pop Radio. Let's chat more about your solo work now. So you've been releasing some amazing tracks over the last couple of years yourself. One of my favorites is Mr. Right. Can you tell us how that song happened and what was your motivation behind that song and the lyrics?
Oh yeah, talking about Mr. Right, it's a really long story. In the beginning, I had a chance to meet Tulliver, one of the producers in the remix competition in Vietnam, the first season that I joined in. So thanks to that competition, I got to be seen by a lot of audiences, and that's why I got a little bit more famous. So when we met each other, Tulliver suggested that we're gonna do like a track together. So he sent me a beat, and then he said that let's find a songwriter to complete the song. So I sent the beat to Onisee, one of my favorite music composer in Vietnam. And then that's how the song came out. But we had to fix it on and on many times before it became like complete track. And then the idea that came from me, because I wanted to build like a different image from the other male artists right now in Vietnam. So I decided to build me as a very classy gentleman. Yeah, very classy gentleman. But it's different in the music, the Vietnamese music industry right now, because most of the boys, they wanted to go like a very Korean way.
Yeah.
So that's how they dress up. But I prefer something more like a Western style. So I decided to go with a very classy gentleman image in that music video. So that's how you see it.
There are a lot of local Vietnamese musicians these days that seem to be really trying to replicate the K-pop industry and do the same kind of thing. But at the same time, do you feel like some local people are really sort of trying to cater more so for the Vietnamese community and, you know, and that that side of the industry is growing too?
Yeah, I think K-pop is a really big market, and they have their influences all over Asia. But I think we should learn something from them, but not, you know, like to be too much into it. We still have our own instinct and our own like different things to show to the world. So right now we still have some really new artists coming up, and they have their own style. Even though they learned from Korean, but actually they try to put their own specialty in the music.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason why the Vietnamese music is growing really fast right now. And I do hope in the future that we're gonna have some artists that come out of Vietnam and make us proud, and you know, to be known all over Asia like Korean music doing right now. So I hope that.
Well, Isaac, you are a classy man and you do have a classy image. Let's go to that song now. It is your track, Mr. Right, on Asian Pop Radio. Don't forget to download our app free via the App Store.
Đưa em đi xuyên ngân hà xa xôi, cùng đến nơi anh giữa kia không bao giờ tan. Dù là ngày dài mưa giông hay nắng hạn, chỉ cần một lời em mong là anh xin hứa, thành mệnh lệnh của con tim này cho em. Hãy cho anh những điều em ước, anh nguyện nguyện tìm đến cuối trời. Yeah, hãy nói cho anh những điều em ước, anh nguyện nguyện tìm đến suốt đời. trời. Yeah, hãy nói cho anh những điều em ước, anh nguyện nguyện tin đến suốt đời. Yeah, 'cause you.
Isaac, Mr. Right on Asian Pop Radio. Now let's go and take it all the way back to the start. This was their debut release. The film clip was amazing. It was just, you could tell that a lot of money was spent on, a lot of time and effort put into the production. They released this song in Vietnamese and also in English. It's their track Awakening, and I strongly urge you to go to YouTube and check out the video if you haven't seen it. This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio.
From drug was sweet, but he's still holding high. Wish you get to stand in line. To the sky, we wanna charm and fly to wipe away the tears that shed. Yes, yesterday.
Never know, no fear, never show. Bittersweet just sticks to the flow. To the day we say, come what may. To the sky we shine and we'll fly.
No way, against all the streams, we grow strong.
This is Asia Wide Hits 24/7 Asian Pop Radio. Download our app free via the App Store. It's available on both platforms, Apple and Android. And of course, you can check us out at AsianPopRadio.com. We've still got Isaac with us here. Over the years, the Korean government, for an example, has got behind their local Korean musicians quite a lot,
yeah.
And they've spent lots of money to
yes.
support the industry. Do you feel like the Vietnamese government is helping local artists in the same way?
Not much. Not much. Yeah. I think that is the one thing that makes Korean music and Korean culture famous all over the world right now, not just in Asia, because they have a really good backup from the Korean government. So, but we have to be fair enough. We have to think about the Vietnamese people right now. It's really hard for them to work. And, they have to worry more about their living condition than entertaining. So we have to accept the fact that we still have to wait for Vietnam to grow much, much more into the time that the Vietnamese people, they are willing to pay for entertaining.
Yeah.
Right now, everything in Vietnam is a little bit free, you know that. So the Vietnamese artists in Vietnam, we cannot really sell album or music products in order to get back the money.
Yeah.
So the things that we're doing right now to earn money is that we go on shows, we do commercial and earn money from YouTube.
And drink lots of Pepsi.
Oh, yeah. that's one of the commercial parts. that's one of the commercial parts. Yeah. So it's really hard for us right now to growing bigger. But I think, let's just try hard. Because
yeah.
instead of giving up, trying it is the only thing we're doing right now.
Yeah. Look, I think it's a bit disappointing, but I understand, things take time. And people,
right?
Yeah, people need to, the government needs to recognize what supporting the local Vietnamese industry can do for the country. Because so many people
yeah.
have seen Korean songs and then decided to study there or to travel there
yeah.
or just eat Korean food, and the same can happen for Vietnam. And I have to say, like
yeah.
you guys, 365, like Get on the Floor was the first V-pop song that I really noticed, and after that
we
just fell in love with V-pop, and there are so many amazing songs from Vietnam, so many incredible Vietnamese artists
yes.
like, and I mean even just in more recent times, the girl group Lime, My Tam, all sorts of musicians, and there are so many songs that the rest of the world would love if they just knew about it.
Yes. If you try harder to learn about Vietnamese music, you're going to find out we have so many much more good artists in Vietnam, not just Lam or my idol, Mỹ Tâm, you know. We have so many talented artists right now.
Mm.
But just hope that in the future, the world will know about Vietnamese music and all the new faces coming up will be like another next generation that will make us proud.
Exactly.
Make us proud, yeah.
Now, Isaac, we came across another amazing music video about 6 months ago. That song was a music video for a track called Get Down. I'm sure you know it. It's yours.
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's mine.
If you could explain that song, the music video, in one
yeah.
word, what word would you use to explain that music video?
It's it's crazily high.
crazy was
that's the whole idea.
Crazy was the
that's
word
the
that I was thinking, Isaac.
Video.
That was the word I was thinking. tell us about that music video. How long did it take you to produce it? Because, look, a lot of thought was put into it. It looks like a lot of time was spent.
It always takes me a lot of effort and money into every single product that I do. So Get Down is, it took me like more than 2 months for the preparation for the whole idea and everything. Because at the moment I decided to shoot Get Down, I wanted to introduce a very different image of me to the audiences. Because Mr. Right, it took me like more than 1 year to put out the new product. So I didn't want people to get bored with my classy gentleman image. It always took me like a very long time and a lot of efforts for when I do like a new music product. So at the moment that I wanted to do Get Down music video, I decided to do something different from my classy gentleman image in Mr. Right. Because it took me like 1 year until I decided to do the new music video. So this at the moment I planned for the music video of Get Down, I thought of I'm gonna do something crazier. Because
yeah.
I'm just afraid I'm gonna get older. So when I get older, I can do something crazy like this.
True.
Yes. So you should do it when you were young, when you are young, right? So that's the reason why I decided to do something totally different from Mr. Right.
Yeah. Was it whose idea was it to have women dancing on top of a pizza? Was that your idea, Isaac?
Actually it's not really my idea. I have a very good partner in that music video. He is Bobby Bobbingwing. He is the creative director of that music video. I came to him and then explained the whole things and the idea that I wanted to do in this in the Get Down music video, and then he came up with a lot of interesting, you know, things and details. So I just picked some of them. Yeah.
We saw the Heineken in the film clip, so I was thinking maybe the concept came about while you guys were drinking a couple Heinekens. That would make, you know, more sense. That would explain things.
Actually, the reason why Heineken was in my music video because I was the brand ambassador for Heineken at that moment.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So, it's good.
Here's the track now, Isaac with Get Down on Asian Pop Radio, Asia Wide Hits 24/7. You thought I'm safe, you thought I'm bay. Như những ngày sau khi đang cùng nhau rơi xuống đây. Như ta đang mơ, điều gì làm ta mong chờ. Là như con tim rộn vang đêm nay chung một nhịp đập. Làm lòng mình âu lo, đi buồn lo ngày mai nào mình cũng hết thật to, yeah. Chẳng chờ điều gì, còn chờ để điều chi, yeah. Và giờ ta cùng hát lên nào, cháy lên nào, hòa theo những tim nhạc đang vuốt cao. Và mai đêm này vẫn còn dài, chẳng muốn dừng lại, chẳng cần quan tâm điều gì cho ngày mai. Let me see your hands up.
Age White Hits 24/7. We're with V-pop musician Isaac, formerly of the group 365, now a solo musician, superstar, actor. He just keeps adding skills to his list, doesn't he? We were recently watching ST's new music video, which I think translates to Perfect Love. Both songs are, you know, both this one and your tracks, you know, so many amazing videos. We feel that music videos for Vietnam have gotten so good over even the last 3 or 4 years. Are you also impressed with what's being produced?
Yes, because we are your generation, you know, we learn so fast and we do upgrade ourselves to the world music.
It's absolutely amazing, and the music is just so addictive. Yeah. It really is.
As people are very happy to hear that.
Oh no! Look, honestly, as soon as I started watching your last track, and as well as ST's, like, amazing, like. And I think if I look at ST's track specifically, I really get a sense that there's some kind of traditional dance influence in there, as well as some more modern kind of dance moves. And I feel like I can see so much thought was put into it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. He worked really hard on that his latest music video, and I loved it too. He's really creative, and he's growing up.
I think we should support ST now and play that song. So here it is, Perfect Love on Asian Pop Radio, the Jeanette and Jay John Show. Don't forget, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Asian Pop Radio.
Isaac's former bandmate ST and housemate on Asian Pop Radio. That's his latest track, and it's an absolute amazing one. Make sure you do get onto YouTube and check it out, or even just search it on Zing MP3, which is a great portal to find V-pop music. Now, I want to ask you one other thing about 365, because I know we don't have too much time left, but we believe that you recently picked up a bit of an award together as a group. Can you tell us about that?
That is one of the biggest awards in Vietnam, and we didn't think that we're going to have the award from that. And we won the award for best music video for Bong Bong Bang Bang, our very last music video together.
That's a great way to finish up, isn't it?
Yes, and it's going to be a great memory for us to keep.
Now, Isaac, you're heading down to Melbourne. Is this the first time you've come to Melbourne?
This is actually my third time.
Wow.
I'm really lucky because I am loved by the Vietnamese population community over there. So I got invited every single year to come to perform there.
That's absolutely incredible. And, you know, what can your Australian Vietnamese fans expect from your show this time around? So are you going to be just performing your solo songs? Are you going to be performing some of, you know, the 365 songs as well? What can we expect?
Actually, I'm going to perform everything the audiences want me to do.
Wow.
Because I am there to entertain them. So everything they want me to do, I'm going to try my best to make them happy.
Maybe you can do a mashup of Big Bang's Bang 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 and Bong Bong Bang Bang. That, you're very accommodating and you're good to your fans, Isaac. Look, we really appreciate your time today.
Yes, I love
and
all of it.
We know that we have incredibly bad internet here in Australia, and you've been a very good sport. So thank you so much for your time today. It's always great to catch up with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a nice big list of songs together, like recommendations for your concert, because I want to go along and see you perform. It's going to be fantastic.
Wow, it's going to be great.
We look forward to seeing you here in Melbourne. And how can people find out more about your music in case this is the first time they're hearing about Isaac?
So maybe you can find me on YouTube, and maybe you can find me on Facebook. Just type Isaac, you're going to find me there.
Too easy. Isaac, thank you so much for your time.
Yes.
And make sure you say hi to the rest of the guys for us.
Hello, guys. Thank you so much for taking your time with me and for giving me a chance to talk to Asian Pop. It's really a big honor for me to see you guys all again.
Thanks so much, Isaac. And we'll be sure to come over as a team one day to Vietnam and make sure that Jun cooks for us all, okay?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Rolina, you act like a diva, giving me fever. The way you're moving makes me crazy. You look amazing when you dress you so sexy. You're my fashion dream. Rolina, you act like a diva, giving me fever. You're my fashion dream.
đâu đó thầy. Qua bao đắng cay không còn là em bao lâu nay đâu. Ngày xưa yêu dấu này như con thuyền sẽ đã chìm sâu. Thôi quên em đi không còn nữa đâu. Không còn chính em mà đã biết. Không là em anh không còn tiếc. Xa rồi mất rồi anh không cần biết.
Có những lúc anh ngồi một mình nghĩ về hai chúng ta, mà thời gian trôi đi nhanh quá. Rồi đã có lúc anh khóc thầm một mình, là tại sao em không như ngày xưa. Dù đã biết thời gian trôi qua, để lại em hôm nay đã thay đổi.
Người ra đi,
và chắc có lẽ em không nhận ra được rằng người là em hôm nay là ai khác. Mà vẫn ngại ngùng làm anh chùn bước. Biết em đã chẳng còn gì, chẳng nhớ đến bao phút ban đầu. Nay mình anh bước đi trên con đường xưa.
Hãy nói em đi cuộc đời, tại vì sao hôm nay em đổi thay? Để cho anh mãi đi tìm tìm. Hãy nói anh biết được rằng sẽ đi về đâu để tìm thấy em. Mãi như lúc đầu anh biết, và anh đã biết được rằng chẳng còn lời gì khi anh đang ghét em. Chính em hôm nay để lòng mình cứ tìm hoài một hình bóng dáng em khi xưa.
Hôm nay đã thay, qua bao đắng cay không còn là em bao lâu nay đâu. Ngày xưa yêu dấu này như con thuyền giờ đã chìm sâu. Thôi quên em đi không còn nữa đâu. Không còn chính em mà đã biết. Không là em anh không còn tiếc. Xa rồi mất rồi anh không cần biết.
Như ngày xưa ngày anh và em bên nhau, như anh là mưa bên em. Giờ chỉ còn lại mây lang thang trôi. Không còn mưa phùn rơi tình yêu, để cho mây lại bay đi mãi. Oh 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 oh.
Sao em không như là mây khi xưa, để cho anh vẫn mãi
chung bài ca ngày xưa đó. Và tất cả đã xa xôi,
đã xa xôi, đã xa xôi.
Yeah 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 yeah, 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 yeah. No.
Thì mong rằng một người mà đã bước bên anh thật nhiều lần,
mà vẫn ngại ngùng làm anh chung bước bên em.
The band with Talk To Me, and before that Isaac with Dalinda on Asianwide Hits Asian Pop Radio. That is about it for our special 60 minute presentation, our interview with 365 The Band former member and of course solo artist Isaac. We absolutely love him and the guys. We will support them all the way, and we really love our V-pop. So if you've got a favorite V-pop song and you think we should be supporting it and playing it on Asian Pop Radio, do let us know. You can go to our website asianpopradio.com and send us an email through the form there, or you can contact me directly. Just shoot it to jjohn@asianpopradio.com and let me know all about it, because we, you know, love to play Asia-wide hits, and diversity is our thing. Again, thank you to Isaac. Thank you to Isaac's management. Thank you to our team members, Juby, Robert, Jeanette, everyone that's involved in today's production. We can't do it without you. Let's go out with another 365 song now. Don't forget, Jeanette and I will be back together for the Jeanette and Jay John show tomorrow from 7 p.m. Now, if you are listening via our podcast, remember to subscribe to us. You can listen to us on podomatic.com/Asian Pop Radio, or just subscribe via iTunes. And if you do like what you hear, please rate and review us, because that really helps. And of course, our app is available via the App Store on Android and iOS. Until next time, see you later.
Có những ngày mà ta từng yêu say đắm, có nỗi buồn nào qua làm anh luôn nhớ một vòng tay ấm bên mình, dịu dàng anh đứng bên người, và rồi cứ thế mãi trôi. Và em, cơn mưa đã qua đi rồi, còn lại đây những nỗi buồn giấc mơ biến tan, tìm lại em. Bao thời gian khi ta luôn chung người, tìm lại nơi lặng cấm trong tim mình bấy lâu, tìm về lại ấm áp khi em mang đi rồi. Anh không thể nhớ đến những chiếc hôn, từng dòng bao người qua trong ta như cơn mộng, để rồi khi nhận ra trong anh đã mất em. Dù rằng nhiều người đã đến với anh bao ngày, nhưng không thể lỡ đi hết bóng em. Thời gian khi ta luôn chung đường, tìm lại nơi.